Baba used to pay frequent visits to places like Aurangabad and then go to Ellora for the caves or for the masks or for this or that, anything that he wanted to do. We used to go with him. Once when we went to Aurangabad, while we are there, we stayed for 2-3 days there. He one day tells me that try to find out a priest, a Catholic priest, Christian priest, who will be blessing me. I want blessings from a priest. So it is connected with that story. So I said, all right. So he wanted to come with us. So we are 4 of us and we are traveling in a tonga. We hired a tonga horse carriage and we sit there and I just tell him, take me to a church, the driver. He takes me there. They all, Baba and the other 3 remain seated. I go out in search of a priest who will be the right person to bless Baba. I have to find that out. How am I to know? But he said, you just see, you'll know, you'll feel that way. Baba wants blessings from a Christian priest. This is a story about that. So in Aurangabad we go from one church to another chapel and so forth. But nothing seems to happen. I meet 6 of these fathers. They don't appeal me, somehow or other. So the driver, horse carriage driver, Tongawala we call him, he got fed up with us, taking him all over the places and there seems to be no result. He says, what are you in search of? So I said, I am in search of, you know, these padris, we call them padri, who are old and venerable and I am in search of some good ones. Well, you haven't come across these people. I know where they live. Why didn't you tell me? I said, I didn't know that you knew about it. He said, I'll take you to a place. So he takes me to the place where they all are herded together, these venerable priests who have retired and they are very old and all that. So as soon as I climb, the tonga is parked outside, there's a gate, I get inside. And there comes the bungalow, it's on a plinth, raised plinth, I climb up the steps. There are about 6-7 steps, you see. And as I climb up and I'm on the landing over there, the priest comes out. I said, good morning, good afternoon, Father. It was by that time afternoon. He says, good afternoon, my son. What do you want? I immediately felt that he was the right person. I said, Father, will you be able to bless my elder brother? Yes, I will. Where is he? I said, he is there outside. My back is turned towards Baba and the people who are in a carriage. So I turn back and I see Baba himself coming there, all alone. So he is climbing the stairs. I said, here is my elder brother. So he is on the last step there and Baba kneels down and the father blesses him. And then of course Baba very humbly accepts his blessings and all that and he gets up. And then father turns to me and says, do you want my blessings? I said, no, thank you. And then and I turn my back and follow Baba. Then when we go out of the place, Baba says, now, one more thing I want to do. Now I have to go to a cemetery and I have to sit for some time for my work.